Mr. Delegate.
Who?
Welcome to The Buzz. Studio W Buzz, the global radio network. Man, it's time to do that thing that we do. Keep it locked right here.
Love.
Big Brown, Richard Elliott. Sounds good to me. Hey, welcome everyone to The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our opinion, the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And now it's time for Sunday Night Goal. I'm your host, and I have the lovely co-host of mine, the fabulous Jasmine Vegas. Hey, Jazz.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Sunday, everyone. How's it going, WB? What's up?
Oh, having fun, having fun, having fun.
As usual.
Yeah, well, we try to do this thing. Having a great time, great broadcast. Let's see, started this morning with our gospel program. And that is the Gospel Explosion. And we do this thing each and every Sunday, 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West. No, 7 o'clock on the West. I know it's a little early for you guys, and 9 Central. And then we have a sermon. And the Boomerang Radio Show starts at 6 p.m. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning the Boomerang Radio Show is because today we focused in on Black history. And it was a fabulous broadcast. And I want to thank Dr. Sims, if you're listening, for joining me today. It was just Dr. Sims and yours truly here. And we wanted to talk about Black history and the importance of education and the importance of our history. And folks, please don't get it twisted. There are people that want to cancel the history. Why is it important? It's important because our young people need to know that we can do any and everything, and sometimes even better than other people out here. I was talking about his name is Michael Kearney. Michael Kearney. Who is Michael Kearney? Michael Kearney is a child, but he's also the youngest person to ever graduate from high school at the age of 9 years old.
Wow.
Yep. He's a Black youth out of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He finished his secondary education at the age of 6. And he is absolutely phenomenal. They interviewed him on CNN, I believe it was about a week or two ago. And it was absolutely incredible. And he, I believe it was Don Lemon. Don Lemon says, and Don Lemon's all excited. He said, wow. You graduated at the age of 9. How does that feel? And this kid said, this child says, what is everybody excited about? I just graduated. It was
humble.
It was incredible. And so I'm predicting he graduated from high school at the age of 9, finished his secondary education at the age of 6. I'm predicting that he's going to have his master's, if not doctorate, at the age of 15. I really believe that.
He might. That's a tall order. That's a tall order for anybody.
Yeah, it's a tall order. But check this out, Jazz. Mm-hmm. He graduated from high school at age of 9.
That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Add 4 years to that. Okay. Say look, no doubt he's going to get his bachelor's. And right. At the minimum, or max at the age of, let's see, 9 and 4, 13, he's going to have his doctorate by the time of 15. I would put money on that. I believe that.
And that's a good bet. That's a good bet.
I think it is. I'm so proud of, so we're talking about Black history. We're talking about our Black children And it's so important that we educate, inspire, and let them and teach to them, talk to them, teach, allow them to read, and not this garbage, you know, that's on the internet or all this crazy stuff, but kind of steer them and get them motivated towards education. I could tell in his verbiage, in his language, that he was excited about learning, excited about education. He even had his own theories.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
He might have his doctorate before then. So, Janice, tonight, you designed the program. Tell the audience, what is this all about?
So tonight, as we close out Black History Month, the first part of the show is a tribute to Black History Month, and then we're going to slide into some smooth jazz. And all of the songs tonight are by Grammy Award winners.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, all of the jazz songs are by Grammy Award winners. Because I was on the red carpet a couple of hours ago for the SAG Awards. So we're in the awards season. It was virtual, of course, but I was on the red carpet.
Hey, yes. Virtual or not, you were there. I love it, yes. love it. Folks, we'll be back. Hey, WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Lift. Lift every voice and sing to earth and heaven. Ring, ring with the harmonies.
Sunday night gold.
Has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day, begun. March on till victory is won. Stony the chastening rock felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers died. We tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloomy past till now we stand at last where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. Places our God where we met thee. Let
Yes. Oh, my. Wow. Thank you, Jazz, for that. Oh.
Yes.
You know, WB,
the other day I was at a local event and they played this particular song, man. And half of the audience didn't stand up. And because I don't think they knew what it was.
Mm.
And then a couple of people at the event asked me, well, what is that? And why are we playing that? And that bothered me a lot, that they did not know what this song was. So.
You know, and it should bother you and poor... It would have bothered me also.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it should inspire you. It should let you, it should generate something in you that wants you to say, wow, and enjoy. Folks, we underestimate the power of music. We underestimate the power of song. We underestimate the power of words. And if you really think about it, it is really a directive, or the words that we speak also, it generates certain things, right? Because you can say the right thing and you can say the wrong thing.
That's true.
Words can inspire and words can kill. Mm-hmm. I can't be more plain than that. So I want to thank you for that. And something else that I took out of that, not only do I love that rendition, not only do I love that song, also, I love a cappella music when it's done that way.
Yes.
I did something recently, and it was featuring a few a cappella groups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember this show that came on TV. I wish it would come back even better. And it was called Sing Off. And I don't know if you remember that or not. And it featured a cappella groups, and a lot of these were college groups that got together, but there were also groups that weren't in college, and it was all a cappella music.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing about it is the things that they could do with their voices.
Right.
Yeah. They could emulate instruments. Whatever it is, whether it was the drums or the keyboards or whatever it is, they could do this with their voices, the basses. Oh, it was just absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you for that. There's another group that I featured a few weeks ago. It's called Pentatonics. Thanks to my partner, Mad Mike, from the Mad Mike and Wild Will show, which comes on Thursdays. Okay. And Mike reminded me of that because I'm going to play that, shortly.
Yeah.
It was a song and I believe it was by Pentatonics and was called Hallelujah.
Probably.
I believe it was that. I'm not exactly sure. We're coming back with more on that. But I need some commentary from you. And why did you pick the platform? I understand why Black History, but now you said Black History. We're going to celebrate Black History with a touch of jazz.
Yeah, because at the end, we still want to mellow out and get ready for our week. And I wanted to make certain that I chose all jazz artists that had been nominated or won various Grammys.
Okay.
So as we end Black History Month, we want to make certain we pay tribute to those who have paved the way for many of us.
Okay.
Now, the next group that you will feature, they're local. They're from the D.C. area.
Okay.
You know, I think you know a couple of them.
I'm not sure. You can, now, I have it. Woke up this morning.
Yes, yeah, Sweet Honey in the Rock. Don't you know a couple of those ladies?
I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
But let's do this and let's enjoy. Sunday Night Gold with WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
That's her.
Woke up this morning with my mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Sunday Night Go, WB and the Jazz.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we're back. Sunday Night Gold on The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, Jazz, I remember the first time I heard that song, and I'm saying yes.
Yes.
Because at that time when that song came out, there were very few people that were teaching that and preaching that and saying that. Being proud of who you are. Now, I'm going to say this because the purpose and the reason for Black History is because we need to remind ourselves of the progress, the resilience, the genius of our culture. Okay? Because nobody else is going to tell you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. Other people will learn your history and know it better than you do and turn around and sell it to you.
And
oh, yeah.
The importance of knowing what your history is and the resilience and the genius of your history, because just like we talked about this young gentleman, okay, 9 years old, graduating from college, okay, his parents had to instill or have a culture or a nurturing presence to put their son in a position that he could excel. Now, let's be honest. At 9 years old, there's something really, 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 really special about him. But there's also something really, really special about all of our young adults and our children.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
And we have to put the thought in their heads that, yes, you can. You can do this. You can learn. And it depends on what we teach them, right?
That's
because
true.
If we are putting garbage in front of them, they're squirt garbage in, garbage out.
That's it.
And it depends on, I'm going to tell a story. Okay, good Lord. I'm going to tell a story.
That's okay.
I remember I told this before, and some of our audience have heard this, and some haven't. And I remember a church that I was going to, and I was a candidate to be a deacon in this church. I didn't make it.
Okay, and I wonder why not.
Well, because I was one of these that had my own opinion.
Okay.
And I was saying that, look, we need to nurture our children and teach them before they can talk. I'm talking about while they're in the cradle, we need to nurture them. That doesn't mean that we need to abuse them or hurt them in any physical or mental way, but let them know this is what it is. And just like you hear about stories about mothers who talk to their children while they're in the womb, okay, and nurture them before they come out, okay? There are studies about this. But anyway, make a long story short, I didn't make it as a deacon. I got kicked off before I got in.
I wonder why.
Because I told the pastor, I said, look, exactly what I'm telling the audience right now, I'm telling a global audience right now that I say that we need to talk to them even before they come out the womb. We need to nurture them. And we need to teach them right and wrong, but not only in a hostile or a violent way, but a teaching way. All right? And the pastor told me, Brother Brown, you are wrong. I looked at him, and he said, I think that we need to let children be children and do whatever. And I said, Pastor, I don't agree. He said, you've got to agree. I'm your pastor. I said, I don't give a damn who you are.
I did.
And it was in front of a group of people at a dinner. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of people. Yeah, mm-hmm. I sure did.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't I have no apologies. But a couple of things. Let's go back to the other song. Woke up this morning. That was a cappella.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wanted to sing. I said, no, I don't want to sing on, with my microphones on, right? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to steal this song, Diaz. I'm stealing this one because I'm going to steal it. And it's going to go on of my, Gospel Explosion radio show, which airs, ladies and gentlemen, every Sunday morning. If you like really good gospel music, the Gospel Explosion is the place you want to be. 10 a.m. right here on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West, and 9 Central. Wow, yes. Wow. I thoroughly enjoyed that rendition. Hadn't heard it before. I had not heard that before.
Okay, I thought you knew them. They're local. They're Sweet Honey and the Rock, Bernice Johnson Reagan, I think that's her name, and some other sisters from the D.C. area.
Let's reach out. I would love. Hey, why don't you and I do interview them?
Okay. I'll see if I can. One of them is a member of my church. I think I could find her.
Okay. So, all right.
Let's look into that.
We're gonna do this. This is fun.
Let's do it. Isn't it amazing?
I love it. Look, folks, somebody says, if you know one or two people, then you have a connection around the world.
That's true.
Think about it. Because you know somebody, and it's somebody that you know, they know somebody, and everybody knows somebody. Okay?
That's true.
Okay? Everybody.
That's very true. The world is a smaller place than we think.
Love it. Thank you. Aretha Franklin, Young, Gifted, and Black.
Yeah.
WB and the Jazzy One on the Buzz.
Yes.
That's her.
That's her.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Some of sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right, right on. Right on.
Johnson Publications. A whole lot of stations didn't want to play that particular record. We're a winner. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, I would say the way I'm sure most of you would say, we don't give a damn, we're a winner anyway. Right on? Yeah, I got a little strength out there tonight.
Putting fire under us.
It's all right now. We have just another version that we'd like to lay to you about here. Believing very strongly in equality and freedom for all, and especially we people who are darker than blue. We'd like to just lay another version to you. Trying not to offend anyone, but basically telling it like it is. Never let anybody say, boy, you can't make it, cause a feeble man is in your way. No more tears do we cry, the black boy done dried his eyes. And they're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up now, moving on up. There'll be no more Uncle Tom, at last that blessed day has come, and we're a winner. And everybody knows.
closer to. We just keep on pushing, like Martin Luther told you to. And I don't mind leaving here to show the world we have no fear, cause we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, we're moving on up. So people get ready, I've got good news for you. How we got over, like we're all supposed to do. Let us all say amen, and together we'll clap our hands, cause we're moving on up, moving on up. Lord have mercy, we're moving on up.
Hey, despite what others say,
continue to be aware of all of that.
Remember this, we are a winner. Oh, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Hey, you listen to Sunday Night Gold with WB and the Jazzy One.
Oh, yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah.
All right. Be right back after this.